7 hours every single day, a book called I Can See Clearly Now. And it was a look back at the events, the significant events of my life that have impacted the journey that I have taken from the time that I spent those first 10 years of my life in a series of foster homes and orphanages right up to the present moment. 60 chapters, 144,000 words, and not one day did I miss of writing. You know, one of the great teachers in my life was a man named Mevlana Jalaluddin Rumi. Mevlana means our master in Farsi. Jalaluddin Rumi was a great poet, died in the year 1273, and is considered to be one of those people who lived at Christ consciousness, was a contemporary of St. Francis of Assisi. They shared the planet 19 years. Francesco passed away in 1226. Rumi had one of his most famous lines. He said, "When you are born, a ladder is placed before you to help you to escape from this world." And I've been on that ladder very profoundly, and especially in the last year. And for me, I have an image in my mind of that ladder and the steps that I have taken to get to the top of that ladder. And each one of those is a rung that I moved up from my earliest experiences to when I began studying and teaching in the world of psychology and into the world of spirituality. And where I've come to is that there's a like a scaffolding at the top of that ladder, and I've reached that, and I'm walking along this scaffold in my own mind, and I know that there's no more steps to take. There's no more rungs. That the next step that I take is a step that doesn't need a ladder, doesn't need any form. It's a recognition that we can move to a higher and higher place. And I feel myself in that place of still being trapped in this body that I'm in, but living in a place of non-existence. And I walk along that scaffold always wondering, what's the next step? And the next step is not death. The next step is living from a place of divine love, a place where that's all you have to give away. I brought a little selection here this morning. I was reading this last night, thinking about what I'm going to do here today, because I was on QVC the last, it's a few hours ago in Philadelphia, and I drove up here, and I was in Hawaii the day before that. And I'll be in Abu Dhabi tonight. I don't know where the hell I am. This is called pain. Pain is a sign illusions reign in place of truth. Pain is a wrong perspective when it is experienced in any form. It is a proof of self-deception. It is not a fact at all. There is no form it takes that will not disappear if seen all right. Nothing can hurt you unless you give it the power to do so. Pain is but the sign you have misunderstood yourself. Do you not see that all of your misery comes from the strange belief that you are powerless? Seek not outside yourself, for all your pain comes simply from a futile search for what you want, insisting where it must be found. Look about the world and see the suffering there. Is not your heart willing to bring your weary brothers rest? They must await your own release. They stay in chains till you are free. Pain is the ransom you have gladly paid not to be free. Pain is the ransom you have gladly paid